Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 665, one away from 666. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, I think is downstairs. Or he might be just hiding out behind me, ready to bite. Not sure. Not sure at all. It's hard to see him sometimes downstairs now that it's just dark as shit when I go down there. Still not done painting, and I really fucking hate painting now. Really hate it. I don't know if it's breathing in the paint fumes constantly or what, but I'm fucking nowhere near done, and I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? Fucking shit. We just started off on a high note, I guess. I did survive the zoo last week. Went there with Shelly, his girlfriend Nabina, of course. Of course, we brought Mom for Mother's Day. So, hey, the red pandas were out. That's pretty unusual. We go every year, Mother's Day. And I don't know that, I mean, I imagine we've seen the red pandas out before, but I guess they're nocturnal and usually not out. They're usually not out, and they were out this time. Not doing much, laying around sleeping, kind of acting like me. So, they must be old too. But it was, we got there like right as they open, and apparently people show up way before they open. I guess they just open the doors whenever. They just don't have like the refreshment stands and stuff open until 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock when they officially open, but apparently people get there like 8 or maybe even like 7. As it was, I mean, we showed up like right at 8. I pulled in the parking lot. It was like right at 8. And then it was, yeah, there was definitely people already there. And I was like, what the fuck? There was a line. But, you know, it was a warm day. It was a warm day. And so, people wanted to get there early. And they did so. They got there early. And, it was, but it wasn't bad. I mean, it took a little bit to get some parking because, again, there was a good crowd. And we got out before it got really hot. It was decent weather. And, I ate a funnel cake with ice cream on it. That was probably a mistake. We skipped Jilly's, so I didn't get extra, like, sugar in beforehand, which I got to be careful with the sugar intake these days. Can be rough. Can be rough to do so. And so, thankfully, didn't have that beforehand. And it was a good day. It was a good day. We went to Del Mar after, and we did hit Vintage Vinyl, whereas I ended up not buying anything. I almost bought a Tool vinyl, but like it was, their Fear Inoculum album, which I only have a digital copy of. That's the one like Tool album minus, if you want to count Salival, their live stuff, that I don't have a physical copy of. I just have it digitally. And I almost bought the special edition vinyl, because it was only like $100, but again, I was like, man, I can't spend $100 on vinyl. Stop it. I've been spending too much money. The movie theater in my downstairs is costing me a lot of money. I need to cut back somewhere. Let's not buy a really expensive vinyl. So I managed to hold out, although what I was really going there for, I wanted to see what kind of Blu-rays and see if they had any like 3D movies up there. But I don't think I found any 3D movies. This was a week ago. I'm pretty sure I didn't find any 3D movies, unfortunately. But I was also seeing if I could find like a Grindhouse double feature and like a Blu-ray or 4K thing, because I'm pretty sure I just have that on DVD. I'd like to have a higher quality deal and both movies in one. I have like separate. I have Planet Terror and Death Proof, and pretty sure I'll have to go back through, but I'm pretty sure I have that on DVD, not Blu-ray. But I want the higher quality stuff. I believe there's a 4K. I did search it a couple weeks ago while doing the podcast, and I think there was a 4K on that one, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I know the Inglourious Basterds, which I almost bought that, but you know, I have a good Blu-ray copy of that. I don't feel like I really need a 4K on that, but you know, I don't know. We'll see. Man, it is definitely going downstairs. I feel like I am going to have to put up some more lighting for that. I don't know if it's going to do lamps, do some lighting scones on the walls, make it very look more, even more movie theater-esque. But I feel like I definitely need some other lights down there. Like, that could be a real issue as I paint more. It's like, and getting darker. Like, every wall I paint, it just gets darker. And I'm like, holy shit, like, it's really hard to see it. It is like a brown recluse's dream down there. I feel like I'm just gonna get a larger population going to that, which I don't want. I don't need nor want that. I mean, I'm getting used to the darkness. I haven't gotten my new light fixture in yet. I'm wanting to see what that'll turn out. Hopefully it's not too terrible to swap out the current light fixture I have in there for the new one there. But I guess we'll see soon enough. I was hoping it would come in this week, but it did not, unfortunately. It did not. Anyway. I'm looking forward to just getting all of that shit done downstairs. It is definitely overdue. There is definitely a feeling of, I'm so fucking done with this. I'm so fucking done with painting and whatnot, and I'm so looking forward to just being done with it. It is something else. But as it is, not quite there. I'm hoping once the holiday hits, the holiday weekend, that I'm able to knock it out a lot better. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. Not there yet. Looking forward to it though. Looking forward to it. I did watch a few things downstairs though. I mean, I am I did get pretty ill, not feeling well. Come by the end of like last weekend, and I did end up like skipping work on Monday and going to urgent care and getting some drugs. So, but the drugs helped out. I think the just wearing myself thin is, as far as sleep and everything is concerned, has made my body not like me so much. And I needed to pass out, so I did that. I got me some. I passed the fuck out a good chunk of Monday, and I ended up watching a lot of movies over the course of, like, I guess it started really last weekend. I did Kill Bill 1 and 2. I think maybe before last podcast, I had been watching Kill Bill. But I hadn't seen Kill Bill in probably over a decade. It'd been a good long time. And gotta say, still holds up. Still good stuff. I was also, I pulled up Monty Python's Meaning of Life, and that is another movie I love. But it was another thing where, you know what, I don't know that it, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw that. It might be like 20 years since I watched the whole thing. I probably watched clips of it on like maybe YouTube. But I'm not, you know, I'm not real sure. Do-do-do. Anyway. That movie still holds up. I still love Monty Python. You know, I feel like most people that have watched Monty Python either love it or fucking hate it. I'm a love fan. I got a lot of love for the Monty Python. And The Meaning of Life, which is the last film that they really did, I mean, holds a real special place in my heart. And I was really enjoying it. I got it off Amazon Prime. And that is one of the movies in which I do also have the movie poster for, of course. And yeah, I was really happy with the quality. I mean, just, man, watching that shit on that projector, I mean, it's like watching an old school movie. And actually, speaking of watching movies, today I went with Muffin Man to go see the Thunderbolts, or aka the New Avengers. And we saw it here in Washington at the Cinema One Plus Theater. It's been quite a while since I saw something there at that theater. I'm not sure what the last film was I watched at that theater. Yeah, it'd been a minute though since saw a movie at that theater. They do have the reclining seats now at Cinema One Plus, which is, you know, if I'm gonna go to the movie theater, I want the reclining seats. Though I wish they would recline. Get my tongue to work with me here. I wish the seats would recline just a little bit further. I guess I'm just become a bit of a little pompous little bitch since I've got the full recline all the way at home and a big screen TV here. Well, projector. The quality of their projection, I gotta say, is better than mine. Maybe it's probably just because of the screen. I have a high quality projector as far as image quality, but I am just putting it on my wall. The fact that they are actually projecting it onto a screen probably is adds a lot to that. That being said, I would say, you know, it's still awesome going to the movie theater. I've always been a fan, always loved going to the movie theater. And Muffin Man and I both seem to enjoy the movie. Not the greatest Marvel movie. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, they're trying to go Guardians of the Galaxy with it. It's the anti-heroes. That we're not really heroes, but we're going to be heroes. Except for, I guess, Guardians of the Galaxy. They were saving the whole fucking galaxy. Whereas the Thunderbolts, they were just saving New York. Kind of like the first Avengers, as they become, they're calling them at the end, they're the new Avengers. I thought it was a lot better than the last Captain America, which I thought was just boring and just really seemed to drag on. But this one was entertaining. I thought it had good action. You know, it's a superhero movie. They weren't reinventing the genre or anything of that nature. But I'd say, you know, yeah, I thought it was good. I had other shit I was going to say about it, like, after I watched it. Like, I'm going to talk about this. But now I'm just kind of drawing blanks, honestly. But what I can say is, you know, it's worth a watch. You know, if you just want to go watch a movie, it's a good entertainment. I like David Harbour a lot, though. Him with that accent is kind of funny. Of like, I, you know, kind of like, it's not a believable accent. I don't buy that he's Russian. Florence Pugh, I guess her accent might be a little bit better than David Harbour's, which, again, I'm a fan of David Harbour. I love him in Stranger Things. And, you know, I do enjoy me some Bucky Barnes. And I like the Walker, the brief Captain America and his darkness. I do like that character a lot, and just how dark he is and how he's just willing to just murder people. That's fantastic. And oh, I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus, man. You know, Elaine, why are you sitting in my chair? I love Elaine. From Seinfeld, of course. And still, I mean, she's got to be like at least in her 60s at this point and still looking pretty damn fine, I got to say. Miss Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I haven't seen all of Veep and stuff, but I do enjoy Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And it was good to have her like finally in a movie, because they've been teasing that now, I guess, for a few years, because I feel like she was... Now, I didn't watch the after credits scene, actually. Honestly, I just didn't think about it until now, because we didn't stay. I figured we could just watch, pull that shit up on YouTube, and then I kind of forgot about it. To be honest, I was going to watch the after credits scene, find what that... And then I didn't. I did not do so. So maybe later, if I remember after recording this podcast, I'll check it out. But yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, pretty great as sort of a bad person, as and the big bad, sort of a big bad. And I thought the Bob villain was pretty decent with the Void. It's sort of, he's also good and bad. And overall, though, yeah, I mean, it's an entertaining watch. Worth seeing in the theater. Would I say, you know, this is a must, you have to watch this in the theater? I mean, it's got the good action and stuff, and stuff that, you know, makes it worth seeing in a theater. I felt like the last Captain America, you can wait till that one hits Disney Plus. Which that one's been out for what, a couple months now at this point? I don't recall when that came out exactly. But that being said, yeah. I would definitely, I'll probably watch it again as soon as, you know, it comes to Disney Plus. Not going to see it again at the movie theater. I did also, like, as far as watching things, I made it through all of Andor, which I am a fan of Andor. I really like the show. Possibly... I guess that might be my favorite Disney Plus Star Wars show. I mean, Mandalorian was, before Andor came out, Mandalorian was, those first two seasons, fucking amazing. That third season, it lost its way. And the Book of Boba Fett seemed to already kind of lose its way, and that was like pre-COVID. And then season three, I realized Mandalorian was all fucked up because production got all screwed up with... COVID, and there was another fucking writer strike and shit, so stuff got rushed, things weren't done as well in that season. The first two seasons, fucking amazing. That being said, I guess I gotta give it to Andor as far as like best Star Wars series for me personally. I mean, I love the Disney movies. Rogue One is my favorite by far. I just, as soon as I saw that one in the theater when it came out, I thought it was a fantastic film. And there's no fucking Jedi in it. Although there is Force users, they're not using lightsabers. They have Kyber crystals that they're stealing to use for the Death Star, you know. And I thought it was the Andor series was a great prequel to Rogue One. And Like, I do love me some Diego Luna, who plays, of course, Cassian Andor, the name of the show, of course. And I was wondering if they were going to have Jyn Erso or Galen Erso. And, I mean, Galen was mentioned, but we didn't get any Galen Erso. We did get Saw Gerrera, of course, Forrest Whitaker's character. And, I mean, there was a lot of people that returned from Rogue One, but you gotta figure this is like 9 years after Rogue One came out, and this is supposed to take place, some of it years before Rogue One. So, I mean, they'd have to do some de-aging to some people and whatnot, a lot of makeup. And, but I'd say, man, it looks good. I mean, it's a just beautifully shot show. And definitely watching it on my projector downstairs, it looked just fucking amazing. I mean, a lot of shows like this, before getting the projector too, I would just watch on my TV upstairs, which was smaller anyway than the, I mean, still like 40 something inches, like 47 inches. It's, you know, it can pleasure some people. And when I'm laying down at night, I'm laying right next to the fucking thing. It's not like it's tiny. But what, you know, now that I got the 150-inch projection on the wall, you know, if I've got something pretty amazing, cinematically speaking, like an Andor, which, I mean, again, like they... I mean, they shot on location for some of these places, too. Like, I forgot what all places they shot at, but, I mean, there's some just beautiful places they shot at. And just great effects in it. And they, you can tell, even just in comparison to, like, the Obi-Wan show and stuff, that it looks like they were more willing to drop some money on this one. As far as, because it did seem with me, to me, on a few of those Star Wars shows, like especially Obi-Wan, like they just didn't want to spend as much money on filming it. And which, you know, understand, you're worried about how much return you're going to get on your investment, but I didn't feel that way, like they were cheaping out with Andor. And I loved the dark grittiness of it. As an adult that loves Star Wars, you know, I don't feel like I need to watch Jar Jar Binks, you know, it's stuff of that nature. But I do really dig, Andor. I don't really have any real complaints about it. I mean, it would have been kind of cool to get, little Jyn Erso thrown in there, but I mean, she would have some of that, she would have been, I guess, pretty young for, as of course, when they do that time, that's okay. If I am going to complain a little bit, one thing that I find kind of annoying is the time hops. I am not real keen on time hops. Like, that gets a little annoying, but I get it. They're trying to show large gaps of time, and they only have a certain amount of time to do it. They did it a lot better than a lot of shows do, but it gets a little, that's one thing that does kind of annoy me with shows, is doing the whole time hop. 5 years later, 6 years later. Well, they're doing, like, in the show, they're basically, most of the time, it's only like a 1 year gap. But that being said, it was, I mean, I do love the show. That's just like only one little small little little thing. If I am going to pick something to really bitch about, that would be like one thing that's just a tad annoying to me. Not something I'd be like, I gotta not watch this. But again, I mean, I realize that they got a big gap of shit that they're trying to explain. I would say still the worst of the Disney Star Wars shows. I'd go with The Acolyte, although I would like to know more of that story. At the end, it seemed like it was gonna maybe swing to a more decent thing, you know, and with having just a glimpse of Darth Plagueis, which I've known about Darth Plagueis for a long time, I guess since the prequels, as he is mentioned in the prequels, that is Darth Sidious' master was Darth Plagueis. And seeing just a glimpse of him in live action was just like, ooh, that's... but it was... I didn't really give a shit for the characters. I started to... At the end, like the Sith guy that... I don't know his fucking name. Was training. I don't remember any of the characters' name other than Darth Plagueis, who's just a glimpse. You just see a glimpse of Darth Plagueis. But I thought, you know, there was some moments where like seemed like, oh, they might be, we might start seeing some good stuff out of the year. But unfortunately, you know, I don't get more Darth Plagueis on, that's like when I watched the Solo movie, I did enjoy the Solo movie. I enjoyed that a lot more than, The Acolyte. But you get at the very end of, Solo, you get Darth Maul, I almost said Darth Plagueis, but Darth Maul, and you're just like teasing that they're going to make, you know, another Solo, and Emilia Clarke's character, I can't remember her name in Solo, it's been a while since I watched Solo, that would be a good one to watch on the projector, but it's like teasing that she's involved with Darth Maul, and we're going to get some Darth Maul action coming up, and then, you know, shit happens. It didn't do well or as well as they were hoping, and unfortunately we didn't get to see more of that, so little sad over that. I am looking forward to the Darth Maul animation series that they are releasing, though. That should be fun. Past that, I mean, the Mandalorian film, that last season Mandalorian wasn't greatest. The Book of Boba Fett, it had its moments, but it wasn't seasons 1 and 2 of the Mandalorian. So, you know, there's an ebb and flow here. I am looking forward to, which we get as a Christmas present, Fallout Season 2. Walton Goggins, Ella Purnell. I mean, that's some good stuff right there. I forgot any of the other actors' names, but it's a great show. And I got to say, like, I mean, it's very well acted. And I love the lore of Fallout. I have never really been able to get that much into the game. I think just the gameplay I'm not real crazy about. But I love the story to it, and the show's fantastic. Definitely looking forward to watching that in December. But that, you know, that's kind of the pisser. Got to wait half a year. But that's definitely one that I'm looking forward to. I have yet to watch any of Last of Us Season 2, but now that I'm done with Andor, I'll probably be picking up that one here shortly. Then again, I'm still trying to get this painting shit done, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have to call into sick to work again so I can take a day to watch some shit. I mean, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I shouldn't have done that coughing. I kind of freed up some food. That's the one real downside as well to, still being in the middle of the painting shit is that my kitchen's all torn apart, and this has resulted in me not wanting to just like cook and whatnot. It's making it harder to like cook meals, and I've been eating out way too much, and it's so annoying to have to like clear shit out of the way, and then I don't have my fucking table. I'm still very sad that my table's covered. My lava table. It's all covered in cardboard and whatnot, so I don't fuck it up. And just got like cans of paint sitting on top of it right now. After I finish recording this, well, I might take a nap after this because I'm pretty fucking tired. I think I'm pretty confident that I can get it to an acceptable level in the dining room by going over it once over with some rollers. There's still going to be some areas where I don't think it's going to look real hot, where I just, you know, cut in with the paintbrush, where I did several coats. But son of a bitch, man, that red, that dark red I'm using, I've got three coats on those walls downstairs of just the red. And I did a base coat of primer, which I thought would have made, by doing the primer underneath, one, it would have covered a lot of the shit that I had underneath the walls, because I did have the issues before where I did have black on the wall where from the ceiling when I was painting that. I wasn't so worried when I painted the ceiling whether or not I got some black on the walls, because I knew I was going to have to paint them, so I figured it was a dark red. Maybe it would cover it, but I mean, it's black. Nothing really covers black very well. I mean, white does a pretty good job, like, using the primer. But I ended up having to, like, when I painted the walls in the living room, I ended up having to cover the areas where I'd gotten black with primer anyway after I had already started painting red. And then, so I was like, fuck it, let's just do primer over the walls all over the dining room. And unfortunately, it has not led to me doing less coats of the red. It almost seems like I got to do more coats of the red. Because I got like three coats down there right now. And it's still not... I still got to go over some areas, which is a bit annoying. It's just making me... The more coats I do, the more I just hate painting. And the more... Like, every fucking coat, just more like, you motherfucker, fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking cocksucker. I hate painting. That's exactly, I think, what's going on in my head. You know, the roller stuff's not bad, but doing the shit with the paintbrushes, like painting, cutting in all the corners and around the windows and shit, that stuff really blows. That really blows. Now, I wish I was just like painting a bedroom. So this bedroom actually would be kind of rough because there is the vaulted ceiling, which would make it kind of a bitch. A lot of different corners, a lot of crazy corners. Be a little bit of a bitch to cut in. But in my other bedrooms, they would be perfectly fine to easily paint those. That being said, that would be way easier. And just like in here, there's like one window to deal with. So much easier to paint that than all the fucking windows downstairs. There's a, you know, got a... in the dining room there's two windows and a sliding glass door. And then I got starting the cabinets and stuff that run into the kitchen. I got to paint around all that shit. The countertop. And it's just not been fun. if it only took like two coats, I'd be so much further. And maybe not hate painting quite as much. I do recall when I started getting started into this whole project, when I first, the first thing I painted, of course, was the screen, painting the projector screen onto the wall. The worst part about that was just prepping the wall before the paint and scraping it. And spackling, getting rid of, you know, the spots from where I had mounted the previous television on the wall. That was the worst part. Painting it wasn't that bad. Of course, it was just a big rectangle I was painting on the wall. And all I did was just, you know, do my measurements and throw some painter's tape on the wall. And then paint inside that that was pretty easy. Looking back on it, that was really easy, extremely easy compared to the ceiling, which at the time when I did the ceiling, I thought that was going to be the worst of it. But in reality, it didn't take me all that long to do the ceiling, especially once I got that 18-inch roller. But holy shit, now that I've got a painter around all these windows and shit, I'm like, man, fuck all this shit. My quality, like initially too, I was so perfectionist about it. I was like, you know, I want it to look perfect. And I figured it would drive me nuts if I left areas not perfect. And so I was very much just really anal about stuff early on. But like as I progressed, the more I was just like, oh, I don't even really give a fuck how this looks in the end. It's going to be so dark down. Now I'm like, it's going to be so dark downstairs. Like, am I really going to see any of this paint? It's reddish. It's maybe not a solid coat of red. There may be some obvious roller marks and paintbrush streaks. Just don't know, man. It has not been fun. It has not been fun. But I have that vision of it completed in my head that just looks awesome. And it's just the more I do on it, the more it seems like I'm further away from that. And the more like, I don't know that I'll ever get there. It's very discouraging. But as much painting as I've done to pay someone to do it, it'd be a lot of money. It'd be a lot of money to do all the shit that I've done down there. I spent enough money on the paint, the labor. Although, had I paid someone to do it, probably could have done it in a day. They probably, you know, professional painters, they know what the fuck they're doing. Whereas I am a different story. So, you know, you get what you pay for. I'd be enjoying my projector already had I just paid someone to come and do it. I'd just be down a lot more money. But how much is my time and mental health worth? You know, that's... These are tough questions. There's definitely a lot of stuff. I'm just enjoying watching movies, and I can't wait until I'm just done with all that shit to where I can just finally enjoy all the work, because it has been a lot of work. And that's kind of the more depressing part, is like I have the surround sound I had bought, and I don't have that set up because my shit's all still torn apart, and I don't want to get the speakers all covered in stuff, and so it's just kind of waiting for it, man. It's don't even know. I did get to play. I had tested briefly when I got the projector playing Mario Kart on it, but I haven't really since then. I hadn't really played it on. But today, when Muffin Man was over, I played some Mario Kart on it, and I got to say, playing Mario Kart on a 150-inch projection is pretty nice. I was doing the drifting and being able to tell when to drift so much easier when it was such a massive image. Whereas, you know, a lot of the times I'm playing Mario Kart, or most of the times I've played Mario Kart, is when I take my mother shopping, which she loves shopping, always loves shopping, going to the grocery store. I've always hated going to the grocery store. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it with a passion. I just want to... I know, like, when I go to the grocery store, I know what I'm there for, and I don't want to spend more time than I have to. Now, if I, you know, run into somebody, you know, I'll be nice and carry on a conversation, especially with somebody I haven't seen in quite a while or whatever. But for the most part, like, you know, dude, I'm just like, it's just, I don't want to go look at different food. I know what I want to eat before I go. And I buy the food, you know, I will, you know, I'm picky about getting what kind of produce I want and make sure I get some good stuff. But for the most part, man, I'm not dicking around. I'm in, I'm out. I have way more. There are so many more things I enjoy in life than going to a fucking grocery store. Now, going to like a store that's like, you know, a music store, like a guitar shop or something, that's a little bit different. But again, I don't even go into that. Like, I don't want to spend a lot of time there because I don't want to spend a bunch of fucking money, as it's just inevitable. If I spend too much time in a place like that, I'm going to end up buying something. But that being said, yeah, I don't really care for going to grocery stores. So when I take my mother shopping, that's like, you know, she's retired now and she doesn't drive. So for her going to the grocery store, which she's always loved, like when she drove herself, when she used to drive, she'd spend like 3-4 hours at fucking Walmart, man. And I was just like, this is the greatest thing ever. This is my fucking... That was when she still did more stuff, you know? And she still loved going to the grocery store. Now it's like she doesn't get out at all. And it's like, oh, I'm going to fucking... This is the life here. I'm hanging out at the grocery store. So without any kind of exaggeration, I mean, we spend... Sometimes, like, she's there in there for like 2 hours. Sometimes a little more. It's usually over an hour. It's pretty much guaranteed it's going to be over an hour. Nowadays, it's a quick day if she's out in less than 2 hours. Now, she is older, you know, and Walmart's pretty big. So, of course, I mean, she's not very fast. And she doesn't know where everything's at. But in reality, I mean, she loves going to the grocery store. So... And I hate it, so I just let her go in there, do her thing. But holy shit, it kills me out in the parking lot. But now it is nice having that Switch. I have the Nintendo Switch. And that's where I get my Mario Kart fix in, which it's getting a little harder to do now that we get more sunshine. I take her there during the day. And I might have to start getting some shades for my car just for Mario Kart, you know? Cover the windows. So I don't get the fucking glare on the screen. But yeah, I've been rocking Mario Kart in the car. And the point I was getting to is, holy shit, playing the handheld version of Mario Kart as opposed to on the big screen down there. Holy shit, it's so much easier to see everything on 150 inches. It's crazy how that works. As opposed to the, was it 10-inch screen? Is it even 10 inches? I don't even think it's 10 inch. I don't know how big that fucking screen. I don't know how big it is. It's small. It's the standard Switch, whatever the fucking size screen that is. That being said, yeah, it's so much easier to see banana peels, turtle shells, and what have you when they're on 150 inches. I am turning into such a fucking size queen is the whole point I was getting at, where I went on a diatribe about shopping. I am still not a master at Mario Kart. I feel like I should be a lot better now, but I haven't spent enough time on the old Mario Kart. Hopefully I can change that here soon. There is another, you know, I do have a couple of things I am also going to here in not next week, but the week after. The week after, the holiday weekend, man. That weekend, which is basically next weekend. That weekend, I hope to getting a lot of this paying shit done. Roof is going to be hopefully being taken care of next weekend. I know they're going to be delivering my shingles next Thursday. So I would assume if they're delivering the shingles, that means that they're going to be working on it. They have not really said that that's the case, but I would venture to guess that we've had so much rain. I was wondering when this was going to happen because we've had just rain and rain and rain. So, but yeah, they're delivering Thursday, next Thursday. But they're supposed to be sending me additional details before they get started. I would imagine they'll deliver that stuff before or while I'm at work. I guess we'll see. Either way, I'll probably have to park on the street if not. But that means I'll be getting the roof done, which means that I should be able to get somebody to do the drywall, because I don't really feel like, especially after dealing with all this painting, I really don't want to have to do drywall. So I have to replace drywall here in the bedroom and a spot in front of the, by the front door, where there were some leaks. And I didn't see the sense in replacing that until after the roof was fixed. But it is lining up to hopefully maybe I can get a lot of this stuff done like holiday weekend, get a lot of that painting done. And because I do have stuff the following weekend that I will be doing, of course, we are, Shelly and I, and Abina, I believe, is also going, the three of us, are going to the Sasanta concert at what was Riverport, wherever the fuck it is now. I forgot what UMB Bank and Pavilion. I don't even know if it's that anymore. I don't think I've been there since it was Riverport, which was like 20 years ago. But of course, if you're unfamiliar with what Sasanta is, I believe I mentioned it before, but it's been a minute. And I would say it's okay. With the Sasanta last year was Maynard James Keenan of Tool, the frontman of Tool, and A Perfect Circle, and of course Pussifer, turned 60 last year, and they had for his birthday they threw the Sasanta, which was a triumvirate of bands. Basically doing shows, and it was only a handful of shows that they did. It was Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle, and they were doing, which I've seen Primus live. I have not seen Pussifer or Perfect Circle. Of course, I've seen Tool live many a times. But I watched some of the shows on YouTube, and I do love me some Perfect Circle. I haven't really gotten that far into Pussifer. You know, maybe at some point in time I'll need some more Maynard and have to do a deep dive on Pussifer, but going down into some Pussifer, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, the shows look pretty great, and they've got some pretty sweet vinyls, which I need to probably just buy one of these vinyls. Be doing that not next week, but the week after. Be going to that on Thursday night. I'm off the next Friday. And then, the following Saturday after the concert, doing the blues, have an open house at the Enterprise Center, which they do every year. But you can do a tour of the locker room. And I will be doing that with my buddy John from work. And, you know, man, I don't know if Joe Boo's going to be there or not. I don't know. I'm hoping Joe Boo's there. He did bring him some magic this season, but he wasn't there that game 7, apparently. Is that still a little heartbreaking? But I got to say, seeing how good the Dallas Stars are, which I knew already, seeing how they played against the Blues all season long. I mean, they were a strong fucking team. And by the time I put this out, they're probably moving on to round 3 of the playoffs, as they did get shut out in Winnipeg last game. But of course they're about to play Winnipeg again as I'm recording this. And I'm going to venture to guess that they probably win tonight and move on to the next round. Of course, if they lose tonight, then it goes to game 7 in Winnipeg. And then, you know, possibly Winnipeg could win it. But two chances for the Dallas Stars, who have dominated this series for the most part. They've lost 2 fucking games. And Connor Hellebuyck fucking blows in the playoffs. Fucking blows. unless he's at home, which he's so-so. Some game, though, he's gotten like 2 shutouts. For the most part, he's passable at home. Whereas away, the guy fucking sucks in the playoffs. And maybe I wouldn't be so cruel to to that, but he's the Vezina Trophy winning goalie. I think he's won it what, twice before, and he's going to win it this season. Even though, what is his away save percentage during the playoffs? Has it been 0.7 something, which is abysmal for a playoff goalie. It's fucking terrible. And I love it because he talks so much shit, and I like seeing him have his, you know, comeuppance. And anyway, I digress yet again. Yeah, we'll be doing the tour of the Enterprise Center, which the big thing is why they do the open house is they're trying to get people to buy the season tickets for next season, which I believe you get a discounted price if you just buy them then. I think the cheapest you can get mezzanine for a full season is like $1,600 or $1,700, which is what, like 40 something games. I wouldn't be able to make every fucking home game anyway. A lot of them are during the week, so there's really no point in me getting season tickets. Although, like, I'm not. I mean, half of that. If you can do half season tickets too, though. I don't know how that works exactly. If you pick the games you want to go, or how that works exactly, but that'd be like $800 for mezzanine. Like, that's for what, 20 games? I mean, that wouldn't be bad at all. I don't know how that works. I'd ask, you know, when I'm going there. I'm sure they're going to give us all the big sales pitches. Or maybe I can just find some kind of discounts to like some games next year. Because I don't plan on going. I probably won't go as many as I did this season. But I don't know. We'll see what happens next season. Maybe I'll come into some more money. And who knows? But what I really wanted to go to the open house for, which is kind of cool to go to the locker room. Though it's not a necessary thing. It is free for the open house. Again, it is on May 31st. You got to sign up for it. Like, if you have the Blues app, you can sign up for it. I think you go to the StLouisBlues.com or whatever the fuck their website is. I don't know. You go to the team website and you can sign up for it. But it's free to get in, but you got to RSVP for it. I guess there's only a certain amount of people that are allowed to go. And there is paid. You can park in the Blues garage for that. I don't know how much it costs for that day. I do need to look into that. But I figured we'll go to that and then maybe hit up Union Station afterwards. But the real thing, again, as I keep skipping around what I was really getting to, they have sales on big sales on their merch. And like, there was like another hat I wanted to get, which I've been able to get. Like, they've been having sales on all the Blue stuff. And there was one I was thinking about getting, which had for a pretty decent price, but I like getting the hats in person, you know, via the check the fit and whatnot. And I might get a hat, and I want to have at least like one more nice thing to put on the Blues wall. If another pennant would be nice, but I'd like to get like some kind of frame thing of the team or something of that nature that I think would go good on the wall, and also, you know, to hide my shitty painting. To hide my awful, atrocious painting abilities. There needs to be a little something more to hide that. you know what? Maybe I don't need to like cut things in. Can you just get like wallpaper for the corners? Maybe that would be a high thing. Maybe I could just like get some painter's tape and cut like a line down the corners, and then because the black did coat pretty well, you know, if I just paint in like black stripes down just through the corners to hide the, because that is like the worst areas in the in the red, do something like that. That just doesn't sound good to me if I had like just like a little strip the fucking wallpaper here and there. Just like a pinstripe. The pinstripe in black might look better. I don't know. But it is really annoying to look at those corners and knowing, like, I've already done several coats of paint with the fucking paintbrush. And it still looks so fucking light. Ugh. As, again, after I get done with this, I'm like, man, I'm going to have to go fucking... Gonna have to go paint again. As there's definitely some areas that need touched up again. Thinking the most of what I'm really ready for is just to stop with the paint fumes. I think that shit's getting to me. I don't know if it's so much the paint fumes or a lot of it's just like my neck and stuff. Like after looking up for so long, doing a lot of the areas where I gotta like do the roller above my head. It's just that like my neck will hurt, and then plus also I get like I think I don't know if the headache comes more from the paint fumes or or a combination of the paint fumes plus like having my neck and stuff throb, or you know, I don't know, there's just a it's just not a good mix. I am definitely like I going back to like bitching about painting for a minute. I do recall when I started painting, like the screen on, I was like, you know what, this isn't so bad. You know, what if I did this for a living? I know that painters make some pretty good money. But I was already knew though that I didn't like doing the like mudding and taping and stuff. But I don't think painters usually do a whole lot of drywall. But doing the prep work like skim coats and shit with drywall compound to get rid of imperfections in the wall, that you're gonna end up doing that, and that shit sucks. I was like, this painting stuff's not bad, though. And, you know, if I did it every day, I'd probably get pretty good at it. But now I'm like, fuck this. That is fucking, like, you know what? They get paid that well for a reason. I mean, I almost feel like I should just go work as a painter for at least a little while just so I can get better at painting. And, if I ever want to paint again, be like, oh, I can knock this out in 2 days. That's been the bitch of it, is just the amount of time. I am very thankful, though, that Tony helped me out several days, which I know that she would help me out some more. But since she helped me, I really haven't devoted that many days to it. It's just like, okay, I got an hour or two here. I'm going to do a little bit. Whereas... So I just like maybe on holiday weekend I'll have her come out and help me again, because that man, that really the two nights she helped me, it was we went through that so much faster than I did on my own, than I'm currently doing on my own. I hate painting now. I really hate painting. It is a weird thing because I've painted, I don't know about a bunch, but I've throughout the years have helped paint a lot of times. This is only really the second time that a place where I've lived where I've, well, I mean, before, when I was a kid and stuff, I do believe I helped paint a few times in places I lived. But as far as like this is the only place I've ever owned. So I guess it's the only place I've owned that I've painted. When I was with my ex-girlfriend, I remember helping her paint where we lived. But I didn't enjoy it then, although it wasn't very much. It was very small rooms. The painting part wasn't the bad part of that. But I've helped plenty of other people paint in the past, and that never really bothered me much. But I guess it was always usually when I helped somebody paint, it was like a fucking bedroom, and there wasn't much in the way of windows and other shit we had to. And I think mainly when I painted, it was mainly just doing like rollers. I don't remember doing cutting in a whole lot. That is the real bitch of it. Doing the roller is not that bad unless it's, you know, doing the ceiling, which again, having an 18-inch roller, that is game changer for ceilings. Holy fuck. You just got to go through paint really fast. Which is kind of the downside. Like there is walls that it probably would have been beneficial for me to use the 18-inch roller. But just to fill up the pan with paint, I mean, you can need a couple of gallons to cover a fucking 18-inch roller, man. I don't really have... Maybe when I go down the hallway, I'll probably use it when I'm going down the hallway, at least maybe to do the ceiling. We shall see. But I'm just, my brain's so fried from doing all that. So fried. And I'm just looking forward to just getting it done with. And I really wish that I would have decided on doing this like during the winter time. That would have been way more ideal time to do this. And at work, we always, usually like around Christmas time, we shut down for at least like a week. And so that would have been a great fucking time for me to do something like this. And I thought eventually that I would do like a home theater thing downstairs. But it was never real high up on the priority list. Like one day I'll do that, you know? But that would kind of like shot that to the top of the list as far as priorities happens, like the tariffs, man. All the prices going through the roof because of the tariffs was like, all right, fuck. If I'm going to do this, I better do it now before the price of all this shit goes through the fucking roof. So, and not only was it just to do it before, you know, while I could still somewhat afford it, but also I figured having a home theater downstairs makes it to where I don't really need to go out as much. So I can be like, instead of going to the movie theater, I'll just go downstairs and watch a fucking movie in the theater. And, you know, it just gives me, you know, more awesome things to do with people when they come over and visit. So, you know, having friends over and having somewhat of a social life, even though I wouldn't, you know, be able to afford to necessarily go out. So that's what really set the plan in motion, and the the urgency to it was like, oh, fuck, I need to get this shit done and out of the way because we're going to be paying so much more for things. Anyway. I guess we're about done here. Feel like there was other things I was going to talk about tonight, but I'm not real sure. I know, hey, tease for next week, which I have nothing planned for. But next week is episode 666. Mark of the Beast. Mark of the Podcast. I guess that'll be the name of that episode. What if that's like the final episode? That could possibly, that'd be a good number to end on. 666. Probably, it will probably not be the last episode. But who knows? Who knows what'll happen? Maybe I'll get arrested. ICE will come for me for whatever reason. Now that they're arresting people for their political views and shit, I could be on that list somewhere. I still feel like I'm pretty far down that list, though. There's not that many people that listen to this. But I've said enough stuff. Though I am a natural born citizen here. So again, that seems unlikely that I am not an immigrant of any in any way. So I think, again, I'm pretty far down on the list. But who knows? Shit's been happening at such a fast pace lately. We'll see. But I am definitely going to, probably within the next week, start watching Last of Us 2, Last of Us Season 2. I do love Pedro Pascal, you know, Mando. Well, Din Djarin. I mean, he's been great in everything I've pretty much seen him in. I can't think of anything that I was like, oh, I didn't like that. And, you know, Wonder Woman, 1984, it was an all right film. But, I mean, it's not like I hated Pedro Pascal, and I just love Pedro Pascal. Fucking Narcos? Fucking fantastic. I mean, his character in Game of Thrones. Not Gang. Gang of Thrones. Son of a bitch. Those damn paint fumes. Game of Thrones. His character's name eludes me at the moment, but is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. He was one of the best characters in all of Game of Thrones. which that's really where he, I became aware of him. And definitely, I guess the next thing I saw him in was Narcos. And holy shit, I mean, Pedro Pascal. That man is something else. Love that man. Anyway. That's really all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.